You'll find the words in your order of service. With humanity and courage born of our history, we are called as Unitarian Universalists to build the beloved community where all souls are welcome as blessings, and the human family lives whole and reconciled. Welcome to Skagit Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, our liberal religious fellowship where your beliefs are embraced, your values are respected, and your priorities are important. If you are visiting with us for the first time or returning after a long absence, we extend an especially warm welcome to you. Please join us after the service for coffee and refreshments in the back. Wherever you're from, whoever you are most welcome here. Ken?
For the opening words, I'm going to read a piece entitled "We Gather Together" by Libby D. Stoddard. We gather together, those are familiar words to most of us. We, called here not by name, not by special invitation, but we who are here, who walking by the door come in, who come anonymously, burdened and borne by our vision, yearnings, despairs, and solitudes. Gather, called here not by law, not by outer compulsion, but by inward necessity do we come, alone or with others. Casual, yet intent, drawing in, drawing toward, drawing near. Together, this is the hardest, most difficult thing. For within and without this building, and in this room, we irk, frustrate, and anger each other, at least as often as we lend or give support. Together is a place. Together is a way. Together is a focus. An acknowledgement that we who gather are seekers and are equal in our seeking. Now, I'd like to ask you to stand if you're able. We're going to have our opening hymn 318.
Thank you.
Welcome. You may notice that our speaker, Tom Bozeman, is unable to join us this morning. He's sick under the weather, so I'll be reading a similar sermon to what he was going to speak to us about living life as a UU. The following 2 weeks, we will have two sermons by Jonathan Prescott about end-of-life issues. Week one is Finding Balance in the Midst of Loss, and week two, Preparing for Death by Offering Love. After the second sermon on January 20th, John will lead us in a 45-minute workshop to develop plans to make our passing easier on those we leave behind. Everyone who attends will get a copy of the booklet Five Wishes, which is a wonderful publication described as living will with a heart and soul. This workshop will actually be a continuation of that second Sunday's sermon, so please reserve the extra time in your day to join us and stay. You won't be sorry. Children's religious education now follows the service after the first, second, and third Sundays of each month. Each week is led by a different family of the CRE group, and all members of the congregation are invited to attend. This month, on the 20th, that second Sunday of the end-of-life issues, some volunteers will actually be watching the children, though, so that the parents can attend the end-of-life workshop. This week, the Shermans are leading our CRE, and they're going to be doing a gathering about New Year's resolutions. And since the entire congregation is invited to attend and we need to make copies, can we please have a show of hands of who will be attending CRE after service today?
Keep them up.
Oh, great. All right. Also, the smaller room in the back now has the speaker system installed. It's been installed for a bit now, but if you should ever need to leave the service for any reason, children or otherwise, you can still hear everything back there. Nancy Miller is offering an interactive class on the seven principles based on Reverend Bruce Davis's A String of Pearls, which is an introduction to the UU principles and purposes. This is in our emails, but because of the topic of today's service, I wanted to bring it up here. The class will be on the second Sunday of each month following coffee hour. It began October 2018 and will continue for 7 second Sundays. Jim Hurd will actually be subbing for Nancy next week. The next Planned Parenthood rally will be January 12th. The Covenant Circle discusses periodical and books and news. Lately, the topics have centered on major socioeconomic issues of the times, and the discussion is lively and the spirit is convivial. They meet every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 at Hagen on Division Street, except for the second Thursday of each month. Please call or speak to Joy Lindberg for further information. As the river of life flows, its currents take us through times of joy and of sorrow, of loss and of progress. We set aside this brief time in some of our services for sharing of a few of those significant joys and sorrows. Please be respectful of each other and the time. I invite you to come forward, drop a pebble into the water, and briefly share something that has moved you since we last met. If you would line up on the sides, we'll drop a pebble in front of the altar today. Please stand as you are willing and able to join us in singing hymn 392, and we will sing the Hebrew words, and you'll see numbers above the music, 1 and 2 in circles. We'll sing 1 twice, 2 twice, and then end by singing 1 once more. Welcome. So, as I mentioned, the Reverend Tom Bozeman is unable to join us this Sunday, so I will be reading a sermon I found on the UUA.org website called Getting Serious About Unitarian Universalism. I thought it was similar to what he was going to speak to us about. And it was originally written by Scott Alexander, and I have adapted it for our service here this morning. Please bear with me. At one point in her novel, Fly Away Home, American writer Marge Piercy has a mother say of her daughters, "The girls have been raised Unitarian," which seemed a nice, sensible compromise between having no religion at all and having to lie about what we actually believed. Enough religion to be respectable, but not enough to get in the way. That hurts. It hurts if, like me, you are proud to be a Unitarian Universalist, a UU. Excuse me. But whether we like it or not, this is precisely what many people from other faith groups think of UUs. There are some old jokes. Question: what is a Unitarian Universalist? Answer: or what is Unitarian Universalism, excuse me? Answer: a way station between Methodism and the golf course. What do you get when you cross a Jehovah's Witness with a Unitarian Universalist? Someone who knocks at your door for no particular reason. One old down east Maine fisherman asks another, "Unitarian Universalist, what's that?" To which the other drawls back, "Well, best I can figure it, that's someone who has no principles and lives by 'em." Well, I laugh when people tell jokes about how laid back and lax we Unitarian Universalists are about our religion. But I then try to have a frank conversation about UUism because I realize how important it is for us to take our religious life seriously. As I approach midlife, I find myself increasingly compelled by life's vast spiritual questions and pressing ethical demands. I believe with all my heart and soul, this troubled world desperately needs the compassionate and saving vision of Unitarian Universalism. I believe people, millions of people of many different cultures and backgrounds, need our transforming faith. I've stopped laughing because we can no longer allow ourselves to be marginalized, ridiculed, or dismissed. Unitarian Universalism will never realize its great potential and mission unless we are, in both reputation and reality, serious religious people. Will you join me now on a journey to explore what it means to get serious about your Unitarian Universalism? We must begin by acknowledging that we UUs are largely responsible for our reputation as the lightweight and soft religion. Bill Miller puts it bluntly. "For too long, we have not taken ourselves seriously. We have offered a haven for those on their way out of institutionalized religion. We have demanded little and received the same. Too many of us have actually espoused the notion that one can believe anything and still be a Unitarian Universalist. We have resisted the strictures imposed by form and structure and embraced a laissez-faire spirituality that has commanded the respect of nearly no one." Stephen Carter, in The Culture of Disbelief, asserts that our society as a whole encourages individuals not to take their religion seriously. In contemporary American culture, religions are more and more treated as just a passing belief, almost as fads, rather than as fundaments upon which the devout build their lives. If religions become inconvenient, give them up. If you can't remarry because you have the wrong religious belief, well, hey, believe something else. If you must go to work on the Sabbath, it's no big deal. Just pick a different day off. If you can't have a blood transfusion because you think God forbids it, no problem, get a new God. And through all of this trivializing rhetoric runs the subtle but unmistakable message. Pray if you like, worship if you must, but whatever you do, do not on any account take your religion seriously. This attitude exerts pressure to treat religion as a hobby. I have been a Unitarian Universalist for 38 years. In every congregation I have attended, there have been people, myself included, for whom, Unitarian Universalist seemed little more than a casual convenience, an occasional hobby, a peripheral part of their lives. This reality was driven home for Scott Alexander when a parishioner in New Jersey told him that he liked the church because it is an interesting and entertaining place to be on the Sunday mornings when I'm not away skiing. Other ministers and our denominational statistics have painted the same old picture. Far too often we have been a low participation, low expectation, low commitment religion. But something new is stirring in our movement. There is a hunger for Unitarian Universalism that gives and expects much. But as we try to respond to this demand for serious religion, we bump up against the casualness that has defined us in the past. Regrettably, many people used to be attracted to Unitarian Universalism because it seemed the religious path of least resistance. A man following his wife into a congregation was having trouble understanding the Unitarian Universalist way of religion. He was a lapsed and angry Roman Catholic. He did grasp the freedom part about Unitarian Universalism, refusing to impose any dogma or moral absolutes upon individuals. He felt great to be liberated from all that encrusted orthodoxy. But having been raised in a church where beliefs were imposed from above, not nurtured from within, he just couldn't grasp how UUism, like any serious religion, continually challenges each person to careful, authentic, compassionate, and responsible living. With more than a little sarcasm, he said, "Hey, this religion is great. It's a cakewalk, a Sunday walk in the park. No dogma, no catechisms, no confession booths, no eternal damnation or sin. I like this. If I join this church, I just lean back and believe whatever I want to." No matter how the minister tried to explain what a demanding, disquieting, lifelong journey it is to be seriously on the Unitarian Universalist path, this guy just couldn't get it. Like so many come-outers in our movement, he fixated on freedom. Oh, thank God, at last a church where I don't have to pretend to believe all that stuff. He missed altogether the haunting challenge and demanding tension written into the fourth UU principle. Ours is a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. To be a UU is to spend a lifetime seeking reality and truth, and to live this world in an ethical and principled way. There is nothing casual or easy about that. Charles Magistro speaks to this point. "I'm amused by the view that it's easy to be a Unitarian Universalist. It's as easy to be a UU as it is to search the murky waters of life without sure charts to guide us, or any guarantee that we will find a safe port in which to put down anchor. It's as easy to be a Unitarian Universalist as it is to overcome the natural fear of the unknown and venture forth with nothing to sustain us save our zest for living and our hunger for new experience and new knowledge. Our way in religion is not the way of ease. We are called to be sailors. For many worlds exist waiting to be discovered, and not the least of them are within ourselves. It takes much persistence, courage, and curiosity to look into our own depths, to come to terms with the twin mysteries of being alive and having to die, to see ourselves in new and larger ways without being dishonest about our limitations. We have only begun to discover our potential. Unitarian Universalism does not give you the freedom from religion. It gives you freedom for religion. Here is the great paradox of our faith. Being a UU does not give you freedom to believe anything you want. It gives you rather the freedom to search for and find those beliefs from which your heart and soul cannot escape. Being a UU means searching for your own defining religious principles and then allowing yourself to be captured by them. Actively practicing our free religion has an inescapable quality about it. The only choice involved is whether or not to take your emerging personal truths and principles seriously enough to actually live them on a daily basis. Once you find your moral and spiritual guideposts, and these change and evolve over the years, you have no choice but to follow that path that the guideposts show. This faith tradition, which trusts the integrity and worth of each individual, sets you free not so that you can casually dabble in religion, but so that you can become, as Stephen Carter puts it, intoxicated by an authentic, personal faith you cannot help but live, serve, and cherish. For some UUs, this means choosing a particular, demanding faith stance. Living life as a committed Christian, or Buddhist, or humanist, or neo-pagan. For others, finding authentic religious paths is a more eclectic individual process, gradually evolving a working set of authoritative beliefs and principles. Some of the fundamental religious and spiritual sources of authority they use in this process are the seventh principles articulated in the Unitarian Universalist Association bylaws, the 100 years of our liberal faith tradition, including the writings and deeds of our UU saints, the traditions, scriptures, and ethics of the world's many great faith traditions, most especially those of the Judeo-Christian tradition from which both Unitarianism, and universalism sprang. And the consensus of human history and law. The common moral sense and persistent conscience of the individual arising out of his or her direct experience with the world. Many UUs have come out of conservative faith traditions, hurt and angry about the spiritual damage they suffered at the hands of the religions of their childhoods. At first, they use precious spiritual time, space, and energy proclaiming everything they don't believe, all the spiritual practices they no longer need, all the ethical restraints they refuse to obey, all the forms and rituals they cannot tolerate. This stage of declaring oneself free of old destructive religious beliefs is both necessary and understandable. One first liberates oneself from what I do not believe before one begins to move toward new, authentic, life-giving beliefs. Although a few UUs get stuck spiritually by wallowing in negative rebellion from their religious past, most, sooner or later, begin using the freedom that comes with being a UU to get serious about discovering what they do believe, finding the ethical and moral principles that inform their living and engaging in spiritual practices that feed their souls and energize them for careful, responsible living. Freedom, like the air we breathe, said the philosopher Santayana, is necessary for existence, but it is insufficient for nourishment. The UU minister Jim Brewer further reminds us, freedom demands responsibility to others and life. It is not enough to be merely disciples of freedom. We must also be disciples of intelligence, sensitivity, understanding, and love. It is not enough to be free from intolerable constraints, but to be free for what is good and true and beautiful. May we realize that freedom is not an end of our religion, but in reality only its beginning. Being a UU is about much more than the opinions and beliefs you hold. It is about the way you live every day. Our tradition has always affirmed that true religion is about deeds, not creeds. UUs are fond of saying, "Don't tell me what you believe, show me how you live." As one minister pointedly put it in his sermon title, "If being a Unitarian Universalist were against the law, would there be enough evidence to convict you?" Excuse me. No. Okay. Taking your Unitarian Universalism seriously means that your beliefs, principles, and values should be visibly present in your life. People around you should be able to see your religion in all the big and little ways, in what you say and do in relationships, in how you make decisions and solve problems, in the institutions and causes to which you give your time and money, in how you care for and serve other living things, most especially other people. Robert Swain says, "Faith is not enough, nor belief. Living what you believe is the principle of honesty put into practice." Unitarians and Universalists over the centuries thus have been active, out of all proportion to our numbers, in seeking justice, struggling against oppression, and making this a better world to live in. The first dimension of getting serious about your religious life is talking the talk, taking the trouble, when appropriate and respectful, to share with others what you religiously believe and why you believe it. But true religion, transforming, saving, compassionate religion, is then about walking the walk. It's about rolling up your sleeves and genuinely living a theology of dirty hands. It's about standing up for principles, living your values, and serving others. Such religion, unlike the lackluster UUism Marge Piercy describes, very much gets in the way. It is not convenient to live by one's most dearly held principles. There are many costs and sacrifices that are required. True religion limits, tests, and challenges the individual. It is often anything but fun. For in this broken world of ours, it is hard to serve justice, difficult to work for peace and equality, demanding to live compassionately. The history, spirit, and principles of our UU faith clearly call upon us to grow bigger, more inclusive hearts. Being a UU means lending yourself, your soul, to the building of a gentler, more humane world. Most often, not in grand and glorious heroic feat, like those accomplished by great human saints, but in little, everyday ways that have the power to transform our world, one caring, responsible deed at a time. Please don't be intimidated. Being serious about your UUism means that you simply strive to make a positive, principled difference right where you live, in your little, cluttered corner of life, in all the everyday ways that count. Our religion, well and responsibly lived, looks like the everyday examples expressed throughout this sermon. Being a UU is not about single-handedly rising to the level of noble sainthood, like UU Clara Barton, though, founding the Red Cross in the Civil War, or Theodore Parker protecting runaway slaves with his loaded pistol, or Reverend James Reeb dying in the streets of Selma. It's about being a caring, authentic person, living the beliefs and values that grow in your life's center. Here are some materials that may help you. Articulate to yourself what you now believe is a UU. Remember that beliefs and values can and do change over your lifetime, but at any given point in life, you can clearly express that to which you have loyalty. Assess the ways in which you already live your Unitarian Universalism. Identify new ways in which you want to express your religious and ethical commitments. Take the necessary steps to fulfill those commitments. It is our hope that you will choose to utilize this process for becoming more intentional about walking your Unitarian Universalist walk, to take Unitarian Universalism seriously by visibly living it. I close with an affirmation from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Greensboro, North Carolina. Being a Unitarian Universalist means taking personal responsibility for your own religious life. No one will try to remake you religiously. We won't offer you final and absolute truths or rigid dogma. Instead, we try to provide a stimulating and congenial atmosphere in which you may seek answers, in which you may ask new questions, in which you are free to discover the best that is in you. We reject the idea that a book or an institution is superior to the conscience and intellect of a morally responsible person. We affirm that your spiritual well-being is yours to determine. Amen. Please stand. Sure. Okay. What? Okay. We have a few minutes indeed. Yeah.
Thanks. I think that was a great sermon.
And
well, on the 27th, we're having a service. The service that is being presented by the board, kind of as a working Sunday, about our vision and our budget and our next year's stuff. So to me, this is a really kind of a good call to attention for that, and I just hope that people will come back that day. I really like that a lot, because, I mean, I could just resonate with the whole journey that many of us that I know for many years here have had spiritually. And, you know, there are a lot of UU jokes. I didn't grow up with them. I grew up Presbyterian. There were no jokes. Like this, my grandmother's Scottish grandmother. Like, you know, people know that about me. I didn't end up that way. But many of us, I know, are deeply religious people with deep faith. And so the UU jokes kind of always annoy me, because why do we have to have UU jokes? But anyway, I just want to invite people, if you have feedback, this is just coming to my mind, about today, please write it down. And let's just gather people's feedback or your thoughts that some of this generates, so we could use those to grow our own community faith experience here at Skagit UU.
And if you want to put your beliefs into action, you can come to the religious education service after. Yeah, there I go again. After the sermon, and you can make a little list of maybe there's a New Year's resolution you want to make. We've got some vegetarian food to share.
I did choose this because I thought it would be a good way for the start of the new year to think about how we live our UUism here in this congregation.
Could you tell us where you found this? You said the UU way. Yeah. Was it on their website or the Church of the Larger Fellowship?
It was on the UUA.org
Okay, and who was it by? You know that.
Scott Alexander. Shh. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Oh, yeah, well. We have now a hymn. Please stand as you are willing and able to join us in singing hymn 346. Come sing a song with me.
The opening paragraph of the Wikipedia article on Unitarian Universalism reads, "Unitarian Universalism is a liberal religion characterized by a free, responsible search for truth and meaning. Unitarian Universalists assert no creed, but instead are unified by their shared search for spiritual growth."
The words of the unison reading to extinguish our chalice are in your order of service. Love is our greatest purpose by J. E. Abernathy, Jr. We affirm that love is our greatest purpose. Accepting one another is the truest form of faithful living. The search for truth is our constant star. We pledge our hearts, minds, and hands to challenge injustice with courage, to find hope in times of fear, and to live out our Unitarian Universalist values every day as a beloved community. Thus do we covenant with each other and with all. Now let us all form a circle around the edge of the sanctuary and sing our closing song, the words of which you'll find on the wall to the left.